The March 11th train bombings in Madrid and the suicide blast last weekend that killed the suspected Tunisian ringleader and five followers mark a major political transformation for Spain. It has gone from being one of the most pro-Arab states in Western Europe to a preferred target for Islamic terrorists. Many Spaniards blame outgoing Prime Minister José María Aznar and his alliance with the United States for this change, and they hope things will return to normal. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
The morning after the latest explosion triggered by suspected Islamic terrorists, a man in his 60s stood at a newsstand studying the front-page photos of devastation. Like many Spaniards, Soberiano García tried to make sense of Spain's sudden status as a target for Islamic terrorists. The price we paid in the train bombings and again yesterday shouldn't surprise us, he said, because we asked for it, opening Spain up in everything, in trade and in relations with the whole world. Now everybody knows us. It's not like under Franco when we minded our own business. García remembers Spain's decades of isolation under General Francisco Franco, the dictator who ruled Spain until his death in 1975. But back then, Spain was a bastion of pro-Arabism in Europe because of its dependence on oil, says Felipe Sahagún, a professor of international relations. He notes that Spain refused to recognize Israel until 1986. But then, Sahagún says two things happened.
The 11th of September and the radical change given to the Spanish foreign policy by President José María Aznar after September the 11th.
Analysts say Aznar thought that coming out strongly in support of the United States would give Spain an important world leadership role and end isolationist attitudes in his country. But while Spain was focused on attacks by Basque separatists, Islamic militants saw an opportunity. Sahagún says they were able to blend in with the multitudes of Muslim immigrant workers coming from North Africa to cash in on Spain's newfound prosperity.
The police has not done a good job keeping track of these people. In our secret services, we have very few people who speak Arab, the same as in the U.S. when September 11 happened.
Investigators now believe that Mohamed Atta and other members of the September 11th suicide teams met with senior al-Qaeda members at a Spanish resort the summer before to put the finishing touches on the terrorist plot. After September 11th, dozens of alleged militants were rounded up, and some of them were charged with helping to plan the September 11th attacks. Sahagún says Spain then went from being a sanctuary for Islamic terrorists to being a target for terrorists, an easy and convenient target.
If they could have attacked against Washington, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, they would have done that, or London, no doubt. But it was just easier in Spain.
Sahagún notes that Spain's historical role on the front lines of Christendom's battle against Islam hundreds of years ago provided an extra symbolic resonance. Since September 11th, Osama bin Laden and his spokesmen have repeatedly called on Muslims to rectify what they call the tragedy of Al-Andalus. The southern region of Andalusia was where 7 centuries of Islamic rule in Spain ended, with the fall of the Kingdom of Granada in 1492. In Madrid this week, beautician Diana Menendez sat in a neighborhood plaza with her obedient bull terrier and talked about the changes in her country's foreign policy.
Spain has always been a country that got along well with all other countries. That's why it was absurd to send troops and join the Americans. Wars are not good for anything except destruction. So if we don't want a war in our country, we shouldn't start one or help start one in another country.
Now that Spaniards have voted Aznar's right-wing Popular Party out of government, she says the terrorists should get the message that Spain doesn't want war anymore and they should leave the country alone. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.